Hi, I'm Talisha Carter, and I want to thank you for listening to this audio. I have some great information that I am so excited to share. Now, I want you to ask yourself, Self, is my mind ready to plant new ideas? I hope you say yes, but if not, I have a great technique for you. Before I tell you about this technique, I want you to know a little bit about my grandma. She was a person who I looked up to for so many things. She was one of those grandmas that seemed to know anything and everything about homemaking, about life in general. And one of her favorite things to do was to be out in her yard in her flower gardens. She had these beautiful flower beds filled with flowers that would be in bloom all season long. Some would come up in the spring, some came up in the summer, and some came up in the fall. Her garden was never empty with a bloom, and it was a place that many people loved to come and walk by and look at because she kept it so pristine. Now, every day, she was out in her flower beds weeding and pulling up the nasty root systems that were coming in to destroy her flower beds. And I never understood why she would be out there. She literally would be on her hands and knees for hours, climbing and digging through these bushes. And she knew something that I didn't know about. And I wish I would have tapped into her secret years ago, because I think I would have been a lot better off than I am now just trying to learn about my flower beds. And it was a secret that I didn't value until a couple weeks ago. And I want to share this secret with you. My grandma, she knew something. She knew that weeding her garden and making her flower beds look good would also help her to feel good. So much so that she was out in her yard in these flower beds, hands and knees, days before she passed away. She took so much pride in herself and in her yard and her home that she wanted to make it a place of beauty. And I had the wonderful opportunity to live there with her and to learn from some of her wisdom. And I want to share with you some more of that wisdom that I think will greatly benefit your life. So just like these weeds in her flower bed, your mind also has weeds in it. And when a weed is in a flower bed or a garden, it steals the nutrients from the plant so that the plant doesn't grow to its full potential. And these weeds that pop up in your mind, they do the exact same thing. They hold you back from your potential. They keep you staying at a lower level so that you don't ever feel and maximize who you are. And I want to teach you about these weeds and how to pull them out of your mind to have the life that you wish to have. So these weeds, instead of looking like dandelions or other root systems, they come in the form of frustration, of stress, thoughts like, it'll never work, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not good enough. Now, I'm sure you're thinking, Talisha, how do I get these weeds out? Oh boy, let me tell you. The first thing that you need to do is to become aware. Now, how do you become aware of the weeds around you? Well, if we go back to our flower bed example, you have to look. You have to look in the flower beds and find those nasty little weeds that are growing. And to do that in your mind, you need to become aware and look at your behavior. You need to look at your mood, the things that you are feeling. All of those things that are more negative, those are going to be your weeds. And remember, they come in the form of frustration, of stress, it'll never work, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not good enough. So first, you're becoming aware. Second, you say, I can do something about this. So again, if you're pulling a weed from your flower bed, you would find the appropriate tool and you know that you can pull that weed out. So do that for your mind. Tell your mind and your soul that you can do this, that you can do something about this weed in your mind. Third, you are going to write it down. Now let's say that you chose frustration as one of your weeds. You are going to write on a paper, "I am frustrated because," and then you begin writing. And my friends, right there is a key piece. You have now captured your weed and you have pulled it out of your mind just by the first step, becoming aware. Second, saying, "I can do something about this." And third, writing it down. And to continue writing until you feel like you have written everything you possibly can on why you feel so frustrated. Sound like something you can do? Okay, let's repeat those options again. So first, you're going to become aware of the weeds around you. You're going to notice your daily routines. What feelings are you experiencing? What words are you saying? Are you using positive or negative words? And what is your mood like? Are you upset a lot? Are you angry? Those are going to be your weeds. Second, you are going to say, "I can do something about this." And I want you to get into it. I want you to stand like a superhero and say, "I can do something about this," and have power. Know that you can change, that you do not have to put up with these weeds in your mind. And third, you are going to write it down. And you are going to write down whatever it is, if it's frustration, stress. And you write, "I am frustrated because," or "I am stressed because," or "it'll never work because." It's so amazing. This is going to be such a great tool for you. And you have now learned how to weed your mind. You can do this at any time, any place, anywhere. And I challenge you to do this today. Prepare your mind for learning and growing. Prepare your mind to accept good things, to have abundance in your life. All you have to do is pull those weeds out so that you can nourish your brain with the positive things that are coming at you so that you can live to your full potential. If not, do you know what's going to happen? Because I sure didn't clue into this until a couple years ago. And what happens when we don't pull those weeds is they turn into bigger weeds. Now, my garden right now, we live in a swampy area, and we get these big, like 6 foot tall, prickly weeds, and if I don't chop them down, they get taller, and their stalk is incredibly thick, and I have to get my big shovel out and stomp on it and get down to the root system. You don't want the weeds that you have right now turning into 6 foot tall weeds. It's so much easier to capture them when they're little itty bitty tiny weeds. So please do not let the frustrations that you feel, the stress that you feel, turn into these humongous weeds today. Today is the day that you go out and you weed your mind. You free your mind up to accept more good and positive things into your life. You weed it so that you can have more knowledge come your way, so that when it does happen, you can say, "Yes, this is what I have been waiting for. This is the knowledge that I need to know." I encourage you to take pride in yourself and keep striving to weed your mind and clear yourself of hurt. You are amazing, and I am so proud of you. Go and rock your day, pull these weeds out, and keep doing amazing things. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.